1500 tokens per second and the case for modular AI fleets. While frontier model launches dominate headlines, the development likely to reshape how most developers interact with AI over the next 12 months may be happening a layer below, at the inference infrastructure level. Cerebras announced that Chuan 3.8, a 2.7 billion parameter open-weight model developed by Alibaba, is now available on its hardware at 1500 tokens per second on a production API endpoint. Most inference serving at scale today runs between 30 and 150 tokens per second, depending on model size and hardware. Cerebras achieves the dramatic improvement through its wafer scale engine, which places the entire model's memory bandwidth on a single massive die, eliminating the high-latency communication bottlenecks that throttle GPU clusters. At 1500 tokens per second, latency-sensitive applications previously closed off to large language models, real-time fraud detection, interactive simulation, simultaneous translation, become viable. The HN community's response mixed excitement about the speed figures with substantive questions about per-token economics at scale. If the cost per token is substantially higher than GPU-based inference, the addressable market narrows accordingly. IFM's K2 Horizon announcement takes a philosophically different approach. Rather than a single large generalist model, it positions itself as a connected fleet of 6 open models that coordinate on complex multi-step tasks. Proponents argue this mirrors how high-performing human organizations work. Skeptics in the HN thread, which drew approximately 105 comments, counter that orchestrating 6 models introduces coordination overhead and failure modes that a well-tuned large model simply avoids. A critical question the discussion has not fully resolved is what connected means technically. Standard API calls between models would make K2 a well-engineered multi-agent pipeline, while lower-level connectivity such as shared embedding spaces or persistent state would represent a more fundamental architectural claim. A companion HN thread asking who is using MCP in production? MCP being Anthropic's model context protocol for standardizing how AI agents interact with external tools, drew 110 comments and 87 upvotes. A clear plurality of respondents reported using it in production, though they consistently described it as early-stage infrastructure, working but requiring significant custom tooling and ongoing maintenance. Whether MCP becomes the durable standard for AI tool interfaces or one of several competing protocols in an ongoing interoperability dispute remains, by the community's own assessment, genuinely open.